All right, what's up, everyone? This is Aaron Bell, the sports editor at The Rambler, and I'm here with Alex Petricelli, the social media and business editor.
Yes, sir.
A very knowledgeable senior lacrosse player, and we've brought him to talk about basically how transy students view UK basketball. As of this date, UK has been knocked out by Auburn in the Elite Eight. Little disappointment, I think, in some of us, but that's what we're here to talk about. So, Alex, go ahead and take it away. I mean, what would you say the overall feel on the campus is towards UK basketball? Is it positive, negative, indifferent?
I would say it's definitely different, but definitely more so positive.
Positive.
I think that as far as I'm concerned, being from New Jersey when I was getting recruited by schools to play lacrosse, a lot of the schools that recruited me were similar to transy. Like small liberal arts campuses. And what made this place stand out to me as opposed to those other places was the fact that this school is in such a large area that's in Lexington, and UK sports, you know, bleed blue and everything. That was definitely what attracted me to this campus. And I think that the big college environment, but at a small school, definitely attracts a lot of the students that we get from other places.
Right, right. I would say definitely transy and UK are very connected. I mean, we're allowed to use the library at UK. So, I mean, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what you're saying of, you know, I've heard it joked that transy is UK's honor college, but I don't know. But we are very close. Would you say that it depends on where you're from? You know, would someone from Louisville not have a favorable view of UK?
Yes and no. So the friends that I have made here from Louisville and the people that I've talked to here from Louisville are surprised. They say that Lexington's 90% Kentucky, 10% Louisville or something and something else.
Mm-hmm.
And that in Louisville, it's like 50-50 between Kentucky and Louisville. And I would think that a lot of it comes down to, I think, just history and tradition. Mm-hmm. Kentucky has a much richer just overall sports tradition than Louisville. I mean, Louisville's changed conferences a number of times. They're in the Big East. Mm-hmm. They're in Conference USA for pretty much the earlier generations on. And it's pretty much a more so recent phenomenon that sports have really grown prominent at their campus. They had an off year this year, but most of the last 15, 20 years, Louisville sports programs have been relevant. And I just think that since UK has just developed a stronger fan base from always being on that big broad scale, the big mainstream scale, I think that's helped them kind of own the state of Kentucky as far as having the most fans.
Yeah, yeah, I would definitely. I think I would agree with that. I mean, you know, we are such a small campus, and I think everyone has their own, you know, takes something in from it, you know. So you Absolutely. From being from New Jersey, mm-hmm. you know, before then, were you a UK fan or was that more as you're being recruited?
That was definitely more as I was being recruited. I'd always liked Kentucky. I always recognized Kentucky basketball. I didn't necessarily follow it, but like anyone who follows sports knows about Kentucky basketball and it definitely does make a strong effect on this campus. And so I would say definitely makes a strong effect on this campus. And it definitely was a huge, strong point in recruiting for me.
Yeah. So now we're going to shift towards a little bit of more of a touchy point.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say this was about 2 or 3 years ago when UK was playing Connecticut in the finals. And I remember I was watching Sports Nation and they did this poll, and it was by each state who wanted which team to win. And the only team or the only state that wanted Kentucky to win was Kentucky itself. And, you know, there's been a lot of speculation of why that is. Is it because they have been so dominant and Connecticut really hadn't done much, you know, mm-hmm. at that point in terms of winning, you know, male basketball championships? But I think it's something else we have to touch on is, you know, when Calipari came, did that shift the culture a little bit? Because Calipari was kind of viewed as, you know, a slick guy and had been known for kind of dabbling in the cheating world. You know, do you think that kind of impact that, you know, that having Calipari changed the view of Kentucky?
Absolutely, it has. I think, well, you can tell UK, the stars from UK have kind of grown to change. I think that are the newfound like Kentucky basketball legends that people will look back on were only here for a year.
Right.
I think that the one and done trend that Coach Cal hopped on, notably before anyone else, I think has kind of changed the definition of what UK basketball is. These are not the same teams of 30 and 40 years ago. There's like a new breed of basketball where a lot of these players, like the players are just like, you know, the top ranked players in their class. They come to UK, they ball out for a year. They learn a professional system in a college format.
Yeah.
When you watch UK play, they look like they're obviously they're not better than everybody else all the time because they lose. Like they lost the other day. But how they play basketball and what they're being taught is so easily translatable at the NBA level because of Calipari's and of NBA history.
I'd agree with that. Yeah, I mean, he's a big dribble drive guy, which is something you see in the NBA where spread the floor, have the guards do most of the work, and, you know, kind of let the athletes just go out and try to outscore. Something else we want to move on to, though, I mean, you know, Murray State had a really great year.
And they did.
But, you know, I didn't really hear much of a vibe here at Transy on it, you know, until maybe a little bit into the tournament. And that's to be expected because, you know, we don't have a lot of stations that follow Murray sports.
Yeah, true.
But, you know, would you say that people on this campus want to go for like more of a smaller school and root for that since we obviously don't have a Division I sports program? But, you know, would people feel more connected to that because we are at a small school and Murray's a smaller school?
Yes and no. I do think that. I guess the more sophisticated sports fans could find themselves rooting for a Murray State just because, you know, it's also Kentucky basketball, not the Kentucky basketball we've come to know, but this is still a Kentucky team. They're a smaller school, certainly more relatable. But at the same time, UK is right here.
Yeah.
And we're right smack in the middle of it. We're a real short walk from downtown. And we are really like a long walk, short drive distance from UK. And I think that we kind of inherit the liveliness that UK sports brings. You know, how many kids talk about going to State Street after these wins, after UK does well?
And these are Transy kids you're talking about.
These are Transy kids, absolutely. Like some of my friends that have grown up in Lexington were like, dude, we just need one good basketball year. It's like in State Street's awesome. Like it's fantastic. Everyone's having a great time, like these huge, you know, parties in the streets, and it's fantastic. And I think that the social life that we can that we inherit from UK as much as possible.
I totally understand that. Yeah. So you would say that like when UK has a really good sports year, that Transy students more feel connected to that because we're so close, and they go to the parties and go to the games, and you would say that's true.
Yes and no. I would say that definitely is true. I mean, I don't know. Like that. Obviously, the difference is we're Transy students, so we don't like. It's not like we go hang out with these UK students like they're all our classmates. But I think that as a community, we kind of inherit the good feelings of that winning brings to a campus. Mm-hmm. If UK does well. Transy sport that doesn't necessarily mean that Transy sports will do well, but it means that just the overall feeling on campus is better. Lexington's just a better place when the basketball team's winning.
Yeah.
And I've come to learn that for sure over my time here.
Yeah, I mean, definitely UK has treated us pretty well. They started back the tradition of, you know, having an exhibition game, you know, before the season starts. So I think
that was great.
Yeah, and I think everyone gets really excited for that and kind of gets get us interested in our own basketball team as well as looking at UK's team.
Absolutely, and I think that the showing that we had against UK where they didn't just completely wipe the floor with us, like that we competed, we made some really nice plays. I think that confidence really helped our basketball team this season have such a good such a good year.
And something you touched on earlier, Alex, I want to go back to, is this whole thing of the one and done is somewhat, you know, it's been around for maybe 10 years in basketball, but definitely it was rather new when Calipari came to Kentucky and he brought, you know, John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins, Eric Bledsoe, all these people. And I feel like at first my view of it has been everyone was really excited to get to see these players, even if it was just 1 year. But now I almost feel people kind of get a little bit I don't know, I wouldn't say annoyed, maybe more fatigued with it, because you don't really get to grow close to your team. You know, these people aren't there 4 years like maybe they are at Murray State or smaller institutions. You know, what do you think that means to, you know, transy students or just, you know, a fan in general? Do you think that people get tired of seeing these players just go and leave? Or
I think that fans, the true fans, would get tired of it. I think that they would understand it. They would understand that this is the business model of the NBA and of college basketball, and that it's better to have that short time with those players than to not have them at all. But as a fan, it's got to be frustrating, because it's not like there's a minimum set of games these kids have to play before they can enter the draft. They literally just have to be out of high school for a year, which is the rule. So, for example, if you look at Vanderbilt this year, they were terrible.
Mm-hmm.
They were terrible because their top 15 recruit prospect blew out his knee in the beginning of the year, and they weren't set up. And he just entered the draft like last week or 2 weeks ago. And this was someone that was going to help change the program and help make them compete this year. And he didn't even get to step on the court. And if, you know, thank God that situation didn't happen to Kentucky. And I hope that, you know, that his name is Darius Garland, that he recovers well and has a great career. But you can't help but feel frustrated, because you almost kind of feel cheated.
Yeah.
You know, like we didn't get, like, as Vanderbilt fans, like, we didn't get to watch you play. You just didn't get to help us win. And, you know, it's definitely frustrating. And I think, and I definitely feel like that it is time now to really take a look at that rule and be like, okay, if we're going to have this set up with a one and done, there should be a game minimum.
Yeah.
Or some sort of something set in place where, like, they actually have to play in college, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, we weren't planning on getting too far into this, but I think definitely, you know, the idea that you can now make more money in the NBA in 1 year to pay for your entire college institution, you know, all your entire education, probably even upper level, on just a rookie level NBA contract. It wasn't always like that. So it's almost like these scholarships these kids are being offered don't mean as much to them, because they can just go and, you know, pay for it again. And I think that, I mean, that's obviously, we don't blame these people for, you know, taking the money and going and doing what's right for them. But I do think that in terms of, you know, college level things, it is, you don't really gain the connection to these players. And I think that's kind of annoying. You know, at Transy, we do know these people. Obviously a much lower level. It's Division III sports. Yeah. But, you know, you've seen these kids play for sometimes 4 years.
Absolutely.
So I think that is an interesting debate to go into, but. Overall, so you would say, though, that UK definitely has the favorable view. That's
on campus, absolutely.
That's really what we're kind of diving into on this thing. So, yeah.
I would say that they absolutely have the predominant amount of, like, support behind them on campus.
Yeah.
But we're not, like, as committed to them.
Yeah.
As UK students are, but I do think that definitely translates to us, because we're in Lexington. Like, why wouldn't we celebrate when they're doing well? You know, why wouldn't we enjoy it? Why wouldn't we root for them? They're right here.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I've been over at, you know, like, Qdoba, UK, I've been, you know, over walking around at UK at, like, social gatherings, whatever, and I've seen, like, basketball players there, and it's such a cool feeling. Like, the other, like, a couple weeks ago, I was at the mall and at Champ Sports, and there's Keldon Johnson walking right towards me with his girlfriend. I'm like, oh my God, like, he's going to the NBA next year. He's in Champ Sports with me. Like, look at this. Like, where else is that going to happen? You know, like, it's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think that, you know, that's crazy. But we hear stories like this all the time. I know my brother used to see Brad Calipari walk into class, and it was like, you know, just like it's something else. But I think it definitely does seem like there's a favorable view. I've always felt that UK basketball has sort of been the thing of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, this year they had a great football season, but it's sort of been Louisville's been sort of the king of the football of Kentucky.
Not this year.
Yeah, not this year.
Not this year.
Absolutely not this year. But in terms of the past, you know, when they had Lamar Jackson, and you can go back before that. But it's definitely something different. But anyway, so we're going to end on a bit of a fun note here. So we want to know what Pedro's champ is going to be in this year's college tournament. Who do you have?
Oh, my champion? was it? It's Virginia, Texas Tech,
Auburn,
and Michigan State.
Yep.
Texas Tech. Jarrett Culver, he's top 10 talent, and they defend like I've never seen a college team defend that well in at least a long time. I read this stat the other day, Aaron, it's going to be hysterical. So they held Michigan to 44 points in the Sweet 16 when they beat them.
Yeah.
So that was the lowest point total in the history of Michigan basketball in the NCAA tournament. So that's the lowest point total they ever scored in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, Michigan's always a high-powered offense.
Exactly.
There's a lot of shooting.
And the next lowest they had was 45. But when they had only a 45 showing, there was no three-point line, and there was no shot
different
clock.
Different era of basketball.
There was no three-point line, and there was no shot clock. So you can just hold the ball for 2 or 3 minutes on end. And with a shot clock and a three-point line and a number of 3-4-star players and a couple potential NBA prospects, they put up 44 points. Yeah. And I'm like, how am I gonna bet against that? Defense wins championships. So Texas Tech.
I'm gonna have to go with Virginia, but I was rooting for Purdue so hard, and that was a heartbreaking game. But heartbreaking game. Virginia's offense is pretty tough, but I could see it being anyone at this point.
That Carson Edwards is special.
Oh, for sure. But anyway, we want to thank you all for joining us in this special. We're very excited. You know, it's upset that UK lost to most of us on campus, but we've kind of got a little better feel on campus of what, you know, the sports team is, if UK is viewed unfavorably, favorably, or indifferent. And, you know, just kind of some fun stories of what's going on campus. So I pray that finals go well for people coming up here as we gain the end of the second semester. Get some studying in, go to your office hours, and try to get some sleep this week.
That's the plan. Thank you for having me, Aaron.
All right.